because I'm such a low-class living entity that I can't get... Like, look at this. Someone say, you do everything for the pleasure of Krishna, so this is the pleasure of Krishna. Now, this is my unsuccessfulness. But still my heart goes to Krishna, and I want to surrender my everything to Krishna. And he'll overlook this and take this, because he's Adosha Darshi. According to scripture, Krishna doesn't see the fault. He sees the good in a person. But guru sometimes has to see fault. Sadhu sometimes has to see fault. So that the person can improve himself and take steps in the right direction toward the pure devotional platform, which is more pleasing to Krishna. Yogamaya sees the fault. She sees that you're still attached to material life, and she'll make all the arrangements for you to remain under the influence of Mahamaya. So you have to be very careful. So I want you to go to Mayapur and get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and get Lord Chaitanya's inspiration for doing the Yuga Dharma for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, and for the satisfaction of your guru. You didn't take guru just so that you can have a nice material life. Your guru will be satisfied when he sees that you're actually seriously surrendering to Krishna.
Maybe he will too.
What? Maybe he will. Still, the point is that you need to focus instead of being distracted by material desires. All this desire for going to the West and getting money and getting a job, these things are not actually necessary at all. They're an art.
Yeah,
you have to be careful, because when you desire something in Vrindavan, the desire will be fulfilled. In some way or another, at some time or other, your desires will be fulfilled. But you shouldn't be like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj went, you know the story. He went to search for God, to beg God for some stupid little broken pieces of glass. A kingdom. Like some sand in your hand. But when he saw Vishnu, saw how beautiful, and here's Vishnu, and I'm going to ask Vishnu for some sand in my hand, some stool. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that one who comes to the lotus feet of Krishna and engages in devotional service and asks Krishna for the fulfillment of material desires as a benediction in exchange for his service is fool number one. Don't give up. Surrender to Lord Chaitanya. Get inspiration from performing Yuga Dharma. Make that sacrifice. And Krishna will reward you. He will, whatever you can get in this life, any amount of money, any kind of anything, it's nothing compared to what you're going to get as a result of actually surrendering to Krishna and going back home, back to God. Prabhupada said that if you have a pinch of material desire, Krishna so kindly will give you another material body with which to pursue your material desire. He won't interfere. He'll allow you, okay, little boy, you know, you want to play. So go play house, you know. You can play husband, you can play breadwinner. These are all just childish play. But if you want something real, if you want something that's going to really satisfy your heart, then go for Krishna. And by surrendering, yayatam mam prapadyate, tamsataiva bhajamihan, as you surrender to him, he will reward you accordingly. If you surrender 50%, he'll reward you 50%. If you surrender 100%, he'll reward you 100%. So surrender 100%, and he'll reveal himself to you. He'll show you everything. Sometimes he'll reveal himself even if he didn't surrender, but that's a special case. Like with me. But I did surrender to some extent. You're surrendering also to some extent.